From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Hungarian authorities made their first arrest Tuesday for violating the strict border rules that went into effect at midnight. Three men believed to be Syrian were arrested for illegally crossing from Serbia into Hungary under a wire fence. Hungary's restrictions on the movement of refugees comes a day after European interior ministers failed to approve a plan to relocate 120,000 migrants across the European Union. Most of the ministers support the plan for binding quotas, but Eastern European countries, including Hungary, raised objections. The ministers did agree on an earlier plan to relocate 40,000 migrants now in Greece and Italy. The Swedish Justice Administration Minister Morgan Johansson said he hopes Europe can do more.
I hope that the European Union can commit itself to redistribute 120,000 refugees from Italy, Greece, and Hungary. Another 120 above of the top of those 40,000 that we agreed on this summer.
Earlier Monday, Hungary blocked its main crossing point along the border with Serbia. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch warning of new indictments and the continuing investigation into the corruption of international football.
We were trying to get out. We were trying to hook up our trailer, and all of a sudden, two houses up, I see this big...
Obviously not Mrs. Lynch. That was the individuals in California speaking about the wildfires there. Meantime, the U.S. Defense Department has confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says the movement of Russian personnel and equipment into an area near the coastal city of Latakia suggests the establishment of a forward operating base. Syria ambassador to Russia denies Russian troops being on Syrian soil. Russia has only admitted to supplying arms to Syria and helping to train personnel on the use of weapons. This is VOA News. Australia is operating under new leadership Tuesday. Malcolm Turnbull was sworn in to office, becoming the country's fourth leader in 2 years. Turnbull emerged as the leader of the Liberal Party following a surprise party vote late Monday that ousted Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Abbott was seen his popularity suffering in recent months, thanks in part to a series of internal leaks, unpopular budget cuts, and the inability to spur economic growth. Now, speaking about those wildfires in California, authorities say an elderly woman died in one of the two massive wildfires in the northern part of the state. Fires have overwhelmed firefighters with their speed and intensity, leaving people out of harm's way the best way they can. The two fires are among some 12 large fires burning in Northern California. Emergency officials say dry vegetation caused by 4-year-long drought and record heat causing the major fires. The governor of California, Jerry Brown, issuing a state of emergency in order to free up resources to fight the blazes, telling reporters on Monday his state is in a battle with Mother Nature. South Korea warning North Korea against conducting a long-range rocket launch a day after Pyongyang hinted it may launch a satellite during a key political anniversary next month. South Korea says the launch would be a serious provocation. North Korea has given no timetable on the launch of what it describes as a weather satellite, but there has been speculation it could happen October 10th, the 70th anniversary of the North's ruling Workers' Party. In a dramatic reversal of policy, Sri Lanka's government, current administration, promising toward a peace building and reconciliation with the Tamils community. We have a report from Lisa Schlein.
The foreign minister's speech reads like a lengthy mea culpa for past wrongs by the previous government. Mangala Samaraweera says last month's parliamentary election routed extremists from the seats of power and enabled traditional rivals to form a national unity government. He says this bodes well for reform. The minister says the appointment of a Tamil opposition leader and a new chief justice will ensure no one is denied his or her rights because of ethnicity, religion, class, or gender. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.